Hi, this is Yitz Milbank, and we are studying Masechta Bava Basra, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, first Mishnah of the fourth chapter. This new chapter begins to discuss different things that are included in various different sales. The first few Mishnayos we're going to talk to are going to teach us about what's included in the sale of a house. In the days of the Mishnah, different people own different parts of the house, and therefore, we have to go through the various parts of the structure of the house and discuss what was included. The Mishnah reads, Mochar Sabayas, if somebody sells a house, Lo Machar Sayitzia, he has not sold the annex of the house. Yapo Pishahi Pasucha Latocha, and this is the case even though it opens up into the actual house. Lo Asachadar Shalef Nevenu, nor has he sold the room which is to the rear of the house, and neither the roof. For as long as the roof has a fence that's 10 tefachim tall. Because when it has a fence that's 10 tefachim tall, it becomes its own usable piece of area, and therefore it's not included into it. However, if it didn't have that, then that wouldn't be the case. Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says, Im yesh lo tzuras pasach, if there's a doorway into it, afal pi she'enu gavu asar tefachim, enu machon. Even though it's not 10 tefachim high, it's not considered a sale. That is, if the roof has a doorway, it indicates that there's a use, there's a separate use, and if there's a separate use, it's considered a separate entity, and therefore it's not included in the sale. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis, second Mishnah. Lo'as habor, lo'as hados. When he sells a house, he doesn't include in the sale a pit or a cistern. Afal pi, shekasav lo, umka v'ruma. Even if in the contract includes the words umka and ruma, which are depth and height, v'tzarech likach lo derech, and he must buy back for himself a pathway, divrei Rabbi Akiva, and that's what Rabbi Akiva says. If a person sells the house but not the pit, and the sale is considered an inclusive sale, he still has to have a path to get to the pit, and therefore he'll have to buy it back. However, if it's not an inclusive sale, then he doesn't have to buy back a path, because it's assumed that there's a path there. The Chacham Omrim, Chaver Chacham say, Eino Tzarech Likach Lo Derech. He doesn't need to buy back a path. And Rabbi Akiva agrees with the Chachamim when there's a stipulation in the sale deed that says except for these, and he includes in that a pit, and therefore a derech is there as well. Therefore he does not need to buy back a path. However, Mechar and Acher, if he sold the pit to somebody else, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eino Tzarech Likach Lo Derech. The purchaser doesn't have to buy a path. Chachamim Omerim, and Chachamim say, Tzarech Likach Lo Derech, that they have to buy another path. And the difference is, I mean, the worldview of the Chachamim is that the seller retains for himself whatever he can. And Rabbi Akiva holds that the seller is generous in his sale. It's the point of machlokas here. And that manifests itself in when it's for his own, he's keeping the pit for himself. So Rabbi Akiva says he'll buy back the pit because the guy wants to get the highest purchase price, and it's better to sell all of the things. And the Chachamim say, no, he's going to take for himself, and he'll keep the passageway, However, when he's selling it for somebody else, because the Chacham world view is that he'll keep whatever he can for himself. He has no need for it, so he doesn't keep it. And Rikiva says that he wants to make the best sale possible, so that's across the board, including when he has to go around and sell the pit, and therefore he'll keep a path for the...